WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It would be easy to blame Tom Hanks, of course. After the success of Big, he could have made any movie he wanted to, and he chose this one. Then, too, you could blame the preposterous phalanx of screenwriters, all five of them. Or the director, Roger Spottiswood, who's made good, thoughtful movies like Under Fire, and who ordinarily could be relied upon to stay away from slop like this. But the real blame for Turner and Hooch lies with the American audience. It was the American audience who adored Three Men and a Baby, who made that Disney picture the number one box office hit of 1987, and who now reap the reward. This summer's Disney crowd-pleaser, One Cop and a Mutt. Turner and Hooch, which is the movie's more formal title, is about lovable Tom Hanks, a persnickety detective in a tiny California beach town, and the dog he takes under his wing after the dog's master is murdered. Is this your standard-issue cuddle pup?
What kind of dog are we talking about here?
Oh, very, very, very big, very large, very tall, very, very wide, massive, ugly.
So, no, the dog itself is not a cliché. Everything the movie does with it is, though. First of all, we get the Three Men and a Baby scenes in which Detective Turner buys not diapers, but dog food, and puzzles over the mysteries of care and feeding. If babies wail all night, our Hooch barks. And if babies emit substances bearable only to diapers and their loving changers, so dear Hooch is a veritable fountain of emissions. Intestinal gas, for instance, in one endless scene. And more fun still, drool. Great slobby gouts of the stuff, which the movie shows Hooch secreting in slow motion for our delectation. Lumbering along at this level of wit, Turner and Hooch doesn't really seem to have needed all those screenwriters. But they were probably recruited for the romantic scenes between Hanks and Mare Winningham. She plays, you guessed it, a vet. And here's how their love blossoms.
Can I see you again? Maybe we can take a walk?
No.
No?
No. Well, you see, I'm starting to like you, and if we go on a walk, I'm just going to like you even more. Then one day we might even end up in love, and everything will go along fine for a while, but then one day, bang, you're going to pull your hair out, and you're going to scream, and you're going to say you never want to see me again because I drive you crazy, and I'm left shattered. Now, who needs that? Good night.
Oh, there's also a plot. It seems Hooch's owner was murdered because he knew what was going on at the old coastal fishery, and now Detective Turner is hot on the trail, and since Hooch is the only eyewitness, only Hooch can help him. It doesn't seem to have occurred to any of the writers that if all the bad guys aren't killed in the end, some of them will have to go on trial, and the government's key witness will be able to respond to questions only by slobbering once for yes, twice for no. I must admit it's charming to see a cop picture set in a town so small that when Turner commandeers a civilian vehicle, he has to yell, "Police officer, I need your car." Oh, hi, Ernie. Still, Turner and Hooch is formula movie-making of the logiest kind. The Disney people have renewed their studio's lease on life with a successful series of savvy adult pictures from Down and Out in Beverly Hills to Good Morning Vietnam, pictures that in no way hark back to the Disney legacy. But this one is an exception. Watching it, you can't help thinking you've seen it before. Only back then it starred people like Fred McMurray and Dean Jones. Back then it was called something like The Shaggy Dog. Back then it made you laugh. And back then, after all, you were only about 9 years old.